true growth requires change. And change requires the motivation to get yourself there. Welcome to the Deis Podcast. My name is Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll share direct, tangible advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. Hey guys, so often episodes of Deis are based around the idea of me speaking through things that I'm currently talking about or working on or writing on, and I hope that they offer you wisdom and insight. But this week, I'm actually going to do something a little bit different. I got a note from a reader, and I was so surprised by the note. It was something that honestly had never even occurred to me before, and it made me worry that she might not be the only one who has this question, which was, if I talk so often about being motivated and changing your life and making good choices, how does that apply to people who aren't in business? What does that look like for stay-at-home moms? What does that look like to girls in college? What does that look like for people who don't someday want big, grandiose things for their life? I'm actually going to read you a little bit of what she said. I feel like a lot of what you talk about is aimed at businesswomen, and I am struggling, and I know others are too, with how to tie it all into my life. I'm not an entrepreneur, no side hustle, and I'm fine with that. I don't want it. Your private jet dream? No judgment. I get why you want one, but I just can't relate. It's not me or my life. I feel like I have no big overarching dream or passion to tie into all of these things. How do the idea of motivation or change relate to non-famous, non-business owners? Well, first of all, Amanda, thank you so much for thinking that I'm famous. I thought only my meemaw believed that was true. But I was so surprised by this question, you guys, because honestly, it would never occur to me that these goals and desires for growth and change as a woman wouldn't apply to people who weren't in business. I mean, I was so surprised by her answer that I wanted to make an entire podcast dedicated to the idea. I think it's really important that everyone understand my intention. When I talk about wanting to be a better version of you, that looks like different things for different people. I think the idea of motivation, the idea of change, is aimed at just becoming a better version than you were yesterday. So for me, that might look like wanting to be Oprah and wanting to own my own airplane, because that sounds fun, and wanting a vacation house or these big things. But gosh, that doesn't have to be what your version of success looks like. And I guess you have to start there. You have to start with clarity. What is it that you want out of life? And the best process I can give you for how to get that answer if you don't have clarity is to close your eyes and imagine the best version of yourself. If in 5 years or 10 years you are the dream version of yourself, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What clothes are you wearing? What house do you live in? What are your relationships like? What do you eat? What do you drink? Where do you vacation? The more specific you can be, the brighter the picture you can show yourself, the more direction you have. Hey guys, we'll be back in a hot minute with more of this interview, but now a quick word from a sponsor. Each chapter of Girl Wash Your Face begins with a specific lie I used to believe that left me feeling overwhelmed, unworthy, or ready to give up. As a working mother, a former foster parent, and a woman who has dealt with the insecurities about my body and relationship, I try and speak with the insight and kindness that would come from a best friend. I want to help you unpack the limiting mindsets that destroy your self-confidence and keep you from moving forward. My book, Girl, Wash Your Face, is available everywhere books are sold, and the Audible version is narrated by me. I hope you'll check it out. The question I get asked most often is about work-life balance. In particular, how do I manage my time as a working mom? That's a whole mega beast, right? You're trying to juggle school schedules and play dates and meetings and projects and getting in a workout and a date night, and it's no joke. Luckily, I found the awesome Cozy app. Cozy tracks everyone's schedules and events in one place. No more missed pickups or double bookings. Cozy even does the job of reminding others in my family about events and appointments. So Dave's on it, my nanny's on it, everybody's in one place. Cozy sends emails every morning with the day's agenda and on-device reminders and alerts to make sure I don't forget. The best part, it's free. Get Cozy, that's C-O-Z-I, from your app store or at cozy.com/Rachel. Hey y'all, do me a favor. While you're listening to today's episode, take a screenshot and put it on Instagram or your Insta stories and tag me. I love hearing what you think and seeing what you're up to, and it helps the tribe remember to go listen to this week's episode. Thanks so much. So when I talk about being motivated, I don't want you to be motivated toward my goals. I want you to be motivated toward that future version of yourself. Because here's the thing, we sort of in the abstract think like, oh, I want to be a good mom. I want to be a good wife. I want to be, I want to have a great relationship with my parents. I want to be a really good friend. I want to be a contributing member to society. I want to leave a legacy of service in my community, whatever your version of the best looks like. But if you don't name those things, if you don't call your shot like Babe Ruth, if you don't decide that that's where you're going and then give yourself plans to get there, well, there's a good chance that you're just kind of float around and not really make any change. So when I talk about motivating yourself, I want you to motivate yourself to be the best version of you. And that does take motivation, and that does take direction, and that does take a plan. I truly believe that you are not going to get anywhere new. You're not going to change in any great way if you don't have intention to do that. We change because of two things, right? So you change because something happens to you in life, good or bad. Life comes along and disturbs the regularly scheduled programming, and it throws you off your game. But in doing so, it sort of helps you build new muscles, new ways to flex and grow so that you can live into this new version of who you are. So that's one way that we change. The other way that we change is that we actively make a choice to become something new. In either scenario, change is never easy. It doesn't come without pain, oftentimes. It doesn't come without a drastic reshaping of who you are. But you're never going to be the person that you want to be if you don't reach for it. So if you're like Amanda, and if you hear me talk about being motivated or having energy or enthusiasm or choosing joy or choosing gratitude or all of those things that I'm constantly talking about on social media, and you wonder how that applies to you, I want you to come up with an answer today. What does your version of success look like? Is it a healthier relationship? Is it more time for yourself? Is it taking a great luxury vacation every year? Is it leaving a legacy for your children? There are so many options to choose from, but my point is that if you don't choose some kind of direction, you're gonna be the same version of yourself again next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. True growth requires change. And change requires the motivation to get yourself there. We will be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, if you have a moment and you can write a review or subscribe to the podcast, that is life to those of us who work so hard to produce every single episode. For more information, you can check out deuspodcast.com or stalk me on every form of social media. I am Miss Rachel Hollis on every single platform. This week's listener review is from Jack19. Even though I'm not the target demographic, not an entrepreneur or a business owner, I've truly enjoyed all of these episodes so far. The principles and topics that are discussed are applicable to wherever you currently find yourself in regards to career or profession. Thanks so much, Jack. I really appreciate the insight, and I love hearing that it resonates with you, even if you aren't focused on business. If you want to be featured as a weekly review, well, sister, go leave one, and then maybe I'll choose you, and I'll read it next week. Thanks to our producer, Allison Cohen, our sound engineer, Jack Noble, and our sound editor, Andrew Weller. Most importantly, I hope you heard something today that inspires you. I'll see you next week.